Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W.G. Reporter, coming to you all the way from that beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, the city of sunshine, palm trees blowing in the wind. Oh, I wish you were here. Bless God. So glad to be with you, you, and you again today. Yes, a weekend where everybody is vacationing. Praise God. What are you doing? I hope you have a safe travel wherever you go, who and whoever you go with. Bless God, you have a good time. Ah, yes, yes, yes. We're so glad to have our own Bishop Porter with us today. Of course, we have Sister Diane, yes, she's here too today. I thank God for everybody that's here today. Amen. And we looking for that guest speaker, Deacon Mike, from I'm Just Saying. We're looking for him today. Praise God. Ain't God good? All right. You know, we're going to send prayers to the Magnanises and Pierce and a family that's on their way to Charleston for the funeral of their loved one. And we pray them safe travel. And then when they get there, everything will be fine, as it can be at this time. And we want you to continue praying for them. And we praying also for the Angel Fistra family, who also lost a loved one. Okay, pray. We're praying for them too, sending lots of love and hugs to them in their hour of bereavement. And anybody else who's had someone to pass, we're sending you lots of love and hugs, letting you know somebody do care and thinking about you at your time of bereavement. And remember, Jesus loves you and we love you too. Okay, and we also praying for this brother in Connecticut, Francesco. I think that's how you pronounce his name, in Providence, Rhode Island. We praying for him that God would undertake in this situation that he has to face. A very dear situation. We are praying for him today. Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, hear the cry of your children, Father. Let them cry out today like never before that you're the only one, Lord God, that can save, that can deliver from this terrible ordeal. Father God, make a way out of it. Lord God, make his way easy today, God, and let him, Lord God, come forth to you if he don't know you. Let him come forth right now in Jesus' name we pray. And amen and amen. Father God, we're praying for Brenda McGriff also, Father God, in Jacksonville. We're praying for her today. In the name of Jesus, for the directions that she so desires, which way to go. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord God, let it be so this day, Father, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We're praying also for the Lawrence family, God, too, that you have your way in the family, God. You know what each and every one of them need today, in Jesus' mighty name. And we thank you today, God. And, Lord, we're praying also for Kiandri, yes, these new names, you know. He's doing good, they say, and we're praying that he continually do good too, Lord. And we thank you for it, God. We thank God today for Rakeda coming from Afghanistan safely. We had been praying for her when she left to go there, but now she's back. Yes, she's back from there safely. Ain't God good? Amen. Rikeda, we salute you today in Jesus' name. And we thank God that Jessica Parrish came through all right. Yes, she did. She had quite a problem before her baby was born, and the baby's born safely, and it's a boy. We salute her today. There in St. Thomas, we thank God. Thank God for the deliverance. We thank God for you that's helping us pray also. Oh, ain't God good? He is so good. Yes, he is. We thank God for touching right now, God. Robert Battle. We thank God. We just thanking God for. We just going to take it by force today. We thanking God for touching, delivering, and healing. Robert, we thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord God, all these ailments that he have, God, touch him right now in Jesus' name and bring him forth one more time, Lord, just one more time. Lord, we continue to touch Mother Jane Mara, continue to touch her today in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it, God. We thank you for saving some young men, God. Michael Simpson and David Neverson and Michael Whitted Jr. And we thank you for saving Ben Whitted and Christopher Whitted Jr. We thank you for their salvation today, Father. In the name of Jesus, God, we're going to place them on the altar until something happens. And we're going to thank you for it in advance, God, that it will happen. Oh, yes. We're praying for our good friend in the UK, Sydney McKenzie. We are praying for that pastor right now in Jesus' name. Lord, that you give him the directions of which way to go and who to go with. Father, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And we're going to pray for our dear friend we forgot over in Canada, Sutton, Pastor Evangelist Sutton. Well, Lord, we thank you for him right now and his family. Lord God, in Jesus' name, we continue to bless him right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you all the praise, honor, and glory for what you're doing for him. Lord, we thank you for how you're touching Ness Ritter and family. We thank you how you're touching them, Father. In the name of Jesus, God, nothing is too hard for you, God, as they lean and depend on you, Lord. Oh, we give you all the praise for it today, God. We thank you, Lord, for touching Nicole, Father. We thanking you right now for touching her through her pregnancy, Father. Also, in the name of Jesus, we give you praise for it right now. Father, we thank you for touching Carla Scott right now. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, make it happen for her, God. Let her turn her mind and toward you today, God, and grab hold of you, Lord, today, Father. In the name of Jesus, and we count it done right now in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for touching Pastor Mosley there in Jacksonville, Father God. Touch her and strengthen her right now, Holy Father, in Jesus' name, God. Make her every whit whole in Jesus' mighty name. Oh, God, and we thank you for it today. Hallelujah, anyhow. Ah, yes, let's give you a little word for today. Saving, like shaving, should be a habit. It is a personal responsibility that must be done regularly, not just occasionally or impulsively. Saving, like shaving, should be a habit. It is a personal responsibility that must be done regularly, not just occasionally or impulsively. giving yourselves accordingly. Ain't God good? I tell you, God is so good to us today. I don't know what I'd do without him. How about you? Huh? Do you know what you'd do without God? If there was no God. Now, let's think about this. This story and this don't cost you nothing. So many people of today have so much to say about the Supreme Court ruling and what's going on in the world. In the first place, where was the saints when all this stuff started? You know, glory be to God. And you know, you talk about it now, but when people were trying to get you to pray and to pray for this and to pray for that and pray for our nation and, you know, this, and the prophets was telling you what was coming up and you didn't want to pray and you was too lazy to get up and pray and all that stuff. And you thought somebody asked you to come on, help them pray, you wouldn't pray. And you say, why are you going through all of that? Why don't you just give us a good little message? This is a good little message, you know what I'm saying? Glory be to God, because this is time to talk about it. And we kind of talk about everything that's going on in the world because it all has to do with you. Huh? It has to do with you because you that are naming the name of Christ need to start conversing about some of these things, and then maybe you'll start praying, sincerely, praying more about what is going on so that you can cut it off at the gate. See, the thing is, the Bible says you have power. God said he gave you the power over all the power of the enemy. And nothing by any means shall hurt you. But yet you don't use the power that he gave you. The power is in prayer and a whole lot of it. You see what I'm saying? You ain't hearing me today. My. Glory to God. I know if you were near me, you'd throw an apple at me or something, wouldn't you? Well, all I can tell you, if you throw the apple, I'm going to bite it. Hallelujah, Jesus. Because we need to understand what God has given us. He's given us to write, to speak two things, and to cause it to be a null and void. We have that right. We have that responsibility, too, but we don't use it. Just like a lot of people don't want to comb their hair, so what they do? Put a wig on. Praise God, keep them combing their hair, you see. But now that's your hair, and you are responsible for your own hair, aren't you? My God, and so on and so on. But today, let me tell you, God is good. And when you look at the world, look at the things going on in the world, I'm saying, because God made the world, and he made everything in the world also. But we are blaming the world for it. It's not the world per se. It's the people that's in the world that's running the world and living in the world that's causing the problem. Yeah, I'm going to leave it alone. I'll leave it alone. I try to be nice, you know. But you know me. Okay, I love to have a whole bunch of friends, but if you don't want to be my friend, that's just one of those things, you see. I'm not going to fold up and die and quit talking just because you don't want to be my friend. Do you get the picture? Because you don't like me. You don't like my looks. You don't like my attitude. You don't like what I say, whatever you don't like. You may don't like the shoes I wear. I don't know, my hair do. I don't know what you don't like, but that's your problem. I don't have a problem because I'm aware. Okay, praise the Lord. So, look, we need to get together on something, you know. And God wants to bless us. God wants to bless you and I and all the rest of us. He's opened up the way for you to be blessed. But you don't want to walk in. If you can't walk in, you can't be blessed. Now, he said a good man's steps are ordered by the Lord. Well, when he order your steps, if you don't make them, well, now you ain't going nowhere, are you? Mm-hmm. Think about that now today. Glory be to God. Well, I'm just saying today is this, that we need to take note of what's going around us in the world, and how much did we have to do with the world falling. Mm-hmm. Because men's sins have grown great. So if your sin has grown great, then what is going to come about? Judgment can come about upon you. That's all of us that sin, me, you, and everybody else. I'm not exempt. Huh? Judgment will fall on me when I sin, okay? Mm-hmm. But I know one thing. When I sin, to repent quickly. Mm-hmm. I learned that from David. You know, every time David sinned, he repent right away. When it come to his knowledge that he has sinned and he sinned against God, now, honey, he knows how to repent. So you should learn. Read Psalms and you learn how to repent. Mm-hmm. My. I know you don't want to hear that either, but that's okay. You're going to hear it anyhow. Glory be to God. God is moving by his spirit and by his power, and the enemy is moving too because he know his time ain't long. He don't have as much time as he has, so he got to take everything that he can now. When things are going to cause the children to sin, to bring the children down, now how are we going to stop that? You're going to have to learn how to really put the word in your child's spirit, in their mind, in their mouth, you know, and say, if I die, I just die, long as I'm dying in the Lord. You know, you're going to have to say those kind of things and mean it. Do you hear what I'm saying? Because the enemy is loose like never before in this land and the rest of the land too. All the nations has a great influx of what? The enemy going to and fro, judging them, bringing them down, catastrophes and everything is going on. You hear me? Amen. The time ain't long. That's all I can tell you. Jesus is about to do what he gonna do. Come back for his church, his real church. He not looking for a fake church. He just wiping them out. You understand? They folding up and dying. Do you hear me today? But his real church gonna continue on and march. They gonna keep marching in this army. Glory be to God. Now, you know, if I don't say nothing else today, I'm going to say the mouthful, huh? My. But I want you today to know this, that as you continue in this way, you're going to have to find a way to build a relationship, a good relationship with God, a true relationship with God. You're going to have to find that way. You see what I'm saying? Now, it's in the book now. It's in the book. Do you read the book? I don't know, so many of you got it on your table and it got dust on it. Mm-hmm. Dust it off and start getting in it and reading it. And when you get in and read it, start talking to God and say, okay, God, I don't understand this word, so tell me what it's all about. What you talking about here? Mm-hmm. I got you then, didn't I? Yeah, you want to go read the funny paper, but you don't want to read the Bible. Mm-hmm. You want to turn on the TV, but you don't want to read the Bible. Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, now you want to know why things are like they are in the world, because you only want to read the funny paper, Dagwood and Blondie. That's what you want to read, don't you? Ha, ha, ha. Oh, you thought I didn't know Popeye and Olive. You want to read these things, right? Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes. But you don't read and want to read about Jesus, huh? You want to know what he told you. You don't want to know what he gave you. You don't want to know why are things the way they are in the earth today. Because you failed to read his word. You failed to carry his word. You failed to be his word. Come on now. My. Oh, I'm getting carried away on it. Praise God. Hallelujah. But let me tell you one thing. I'm having fun in Jesus because I know in whom I believe today, and I'm asking God to keep my mind, keep it stayed on him as things get worse and worse. I want to keep my mind. I want him to keep my mind stayed on him and my heart tuned to him. I don't want to ever fail. Do you hear what I'm saying? Do you? All right. Now let me give you just a little bit. I was looking, reading around and everything, and I found out I'm going to just give you a little bit of something. four ways to build a relationship with the Lord. Just four ways I'm going to give you today. This is what I'm going to let you see. And we're going to start with 2 Peter, the third chapter. 2 Peter, the third chapter, we're going to start with. And the 18th verse says, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. Oh, that's what that scripture says. But I like what he said, grow in grace. Don't just grow in grace, but in the knowledge of our Lord. Huh? Have you got any knowledge about God? Did you learn anything in Sunday school? Did you learn anything in Bible study? Did you learn anything on Sunday morning when you go to worship service or Sunday night? Did you learn anything about the Lord? Are you not learning anything because your attention was what you left on with what you left at home, you see? Or it was on what? I don't know, your girlfriend, boyfriend, or maybe getting one, or going out with your cut buddies, your gang, or your little pals. You want to go out partying with them, and everybody want to have fun. Well, just get in the Bible, and you can have plenty of fun. You hear what I'm saying? I found plenty of fun, and I get fun when I see God moving. I have fun when I feel his blessing flowing through me and he making ways out of nowhere. That to me is fun. You see, because God is doing it. Do you see what I'm saying? That's the difference. That's because God is doing it. Man ain't make no Ferris wheel. Man ain't got them little water slides and all of that. That's what man got going for me. But let me tell you, God is the water slide. You want to get in some water? Get in there and be baptized in the Holy Ghost. You see what I'm saying? Now get in there. That's fun. My God, to make you a brand new man or woman. Oh, my God, my God. There I go. Praise God, praise God. Okay, hallelujah. First, you got to make up your mind. See, now, in order to grow, you got to make up your mind. You hear what I'm saying? The often things at time is we ain't made up our mind that that's what we want to do. We have not made up our mind that we want to do what? Go with God. We haven't made up our mind that we want to give our all, huh? You don't want to, listen here, let me tell you this. You don't want to just wake up in the morning and you set your heart on it and it happens, huh? But you got to have what? Put your priorities in order. Mm-hmm. Huh? You got to make up your mind to put them in order, because most of the people today, priorities aren't. They priorities is to their job. Well, if it wasn't for God, you wouldn't have no job. Think about it now. You still ought to worship him first. Huh? You ought to serve him first. Hello? Come on now. You got to make up your mind to do that. Do you get the picture? Come on now. Now, if you don't, ain't nothing going to happen. Huh? There'll be no growth if you don't. Now, this is what the word said. You know, let not that man think that he will receive anything from the Lord. Huh? Because what? A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Did you hear what the word say? Huh? A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Now, God is trying to put you in a position to have a relationship with him. But you have not put him first. Come on, come on now. You ain't put God first. You got everything in the world first, huh? You got everything first, but come on, think about it now. But now let's read a little bit. So let me give you what I just talked about. I'm gonna start at 6th verse of James, the first chapter. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Now, you see what? You try to be double-minded in one thing, but God say you unstable in everything. Can't believe nothing you say. Because you so wishy-washy. Here today and gone tomorrow. Up today and down tomorrow. You see what I'm saying? Unstable. Okay? Now, how do you grow being unstable? Say, for instance, you planted a garden. If it don't never rain on it, what's going to happen? It's going to die. Huh? But when it rains and the sunshine and all the elements go upon in the cool of the evening, that coolness cool down everything after the sun and shine and everything, and it's been watered and all, what it does? It grows. Huh? It begins to grow. It's begin to show something. Huh? What are you showing in Christ? You're not showing that you have a relationship with him. You got a relationship with the building. I go to church on Sunday, but you don't be there on Tuesday night, Thursday night, Bible study or nothing else. You don't even be there with choir rehearsal because you think you can sing without being rehearsed. Huh? You see what I'm saying? You're not committed to Christ. Your mind is not made up to be committed to the word of the living God. That's all there is to it. Think about it now. Now, the second one would be what? Break up your will. Until your will is surrendered to God and bought into, check this now, alignment. With his purpose. You will keep going in circles spiritually. Are you running around in circles right now? Huh? Come on, think about it. Now, what happened with Israel in the wilderness? They were going around in circles for 40 years. You hear me say it? They were going in circles, but yet they were only 11 miles from the promised land. All that time. Can you see you going in a circle right now? Because your will is not into the will of God. Huh? Your will is you want to do what you want to do and complain and grumble and mumble and everything else and do it your way and all this way. I mean, God have a specific way. When he ordered your steps, that means you have to go in a specific direction. Huh, to be blessed. Not what, well, I don't feel like that's the right direction I should go. Now, you didn't say you don't believe it's God. You say, I don't believe I'm supposed to go in this direction. I'm going to go over here because it seems more plausible for me to go here than to be over there. But what did God say about it? Think about it now. What did God say? You know, Jesus, I like what Jesus said. Jesus said he came not to do his own will, but the will of the Father. Can you say that? Can you say that? Can you earnestly say that? Huh? See, you when you can't say that, you'll begin to do what? Stunt your growth. You're not going to grow but so far. Huh? Because you're not in his will. I'm talking about in the Lord's will. Not your will, but his will be done in your life. And this is what you need to do today. To go, in order to grow, you're going to have to get in the will of the Father. Not what you feel like. You know, this is basically, we should call it a feeling religion. Because we always want to do what we feel like doing, not what God say. You know, I found out when God say something, it ain't never in alignment with what I want. It always be contrary to it, and it's out that I think, I feel, if I start feeling, it sounds like, you know, that don't make sense. But see, when God speaks, it ain't supposed to make sense to you. It makes sense to him. The thing is you have to do is to do it. Got you that time, didn't you? You ain't believe that, did you? You ain't even want to hear that, did you? I know you didn't. No, you, but I'm telling you one thing. God is faithful, and he wants to help you to grow. He wants you to increase, have all your blessing that he planned for you. Huh? Okay. Third, wake up your faith. Wake up your faith. It's time for you to exercise faith now. Now, you know, Hebrews 11 said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You know what it say, right? Mm-hmm. But where is your faith? As Jesus asked the disciples, where is your faith? There are things set before you, but you don't exercise faith. He said, if you have faith as the grain of a mustard seed, that little tiny seed, all I need is something to work with. Hear what Jesus is saying. Now, that's what he's telling you. He just needs something to work with, huh? So now wake up your faith. Wake it up. Come on now. I need you to wake your faith up today. And when you wake it up, that means you're going to obey what God is telling you, what the Spirit is telling you. And you won't be afraid either, will you? No, you won't. Because let me tell you, you know for sure that God will not let you down. He won't let you down. You can be assured of that. He gonna keep going. He gonna keep his promise that he made. Because you know without faith, it's impossible to please him. You know that, don't you? Because he says here in the word, he said, but he that... When you believe, you got to believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Did you hear that too? You got to hear that. That's what it's all about. You can read the faith scripture from now until, but if you don't believe it, nothing's going to happen, and you won't have any faith still. You'll be scared to step out. You'll be scared to minister. You'll be scared to say anything. Because somebody going to talk about me. Of course they're going to talk about you, good, bad, or indifferent. At least you're being talked about. You're being remembered, you see? It don't matter. You know, one thing O.J. said, I don't care what they say about me, at least they got me in their mind. Good or bad, they still talking about me. That means I'm still in their mind. You got it? And so why worry about it? God got them remembering who you are. Because if they can talk about you, they know who you are. You don't hear me today. Glory be God. So wake up your faith right now. Now, when you believe in God, when you believe in him, he do what? He rewards you. That's what he said in, Hebrews 11 and 6 say, but without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Are you diligently seeking him? Are you half-stepping? Are you half-stepping today? I hope not. I pray that you're giving your all to him and what you're doing. Like the Bible says in Matthew, take up your what cross and follow me, he said. Now, if you try to save your life, you're going to lose it. That's what the Bible said. Now, just read it. And if you lose your life for his sake, you're going to find it. Did you hear that? Come on now. Now, this you got to get serious about this. You got to get serious about God. That's why the fourth thing was to take your cross. Stop worrying about who hurt you and who didn't. Don't worry about it. God got you covered. You're still covered. Remember what he said, when I see the blood, I pass over you? And you, when you gave your life to God, you took on the blood, You have been washed in the blood of the Lamb. That's what you've been washed in. So you are well covered. Do you hear what I'm saying? He can't get through there unless you wash it off. Get rid of it. Dry it out. Well, now listen, don't do that. Stay covered in the blood. You'll be crimson. See? Glowing. Because you washed in the blood. And ain't nothing the devil can do but run. You're going to chase him away. You see what I'm saying? Because you have grown up in Jesus Christ today. Hello, somebody. You have grown up in Jesus Christ today. Aren't you proud about it? You're boasting in the Lord, not in yourself now. You're proud about God wash you in the blood and he keep you covered. You know, when you buy insurance for your car, insurance for your family, or whatever you buy insurance, is everything covered? You want full coverage, don't you? Huh? Full coverage. So when Jesus made that promise and he shedded his blood for you and I, that blood did what? Gave us full coverage. And a spot out. He covered everything from the top of your head to the soles of your feet, even your toenails. They covered. Huh? Everything, your skin, the pores, everything is covered in the blood today. Yes, it is. Now you can have a right relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, my God, my God. And you're what? You're dressed for the kingdom. Ah, my, my, my. Do you hear me? You dress for the kingdom. But if you're going to allow the enemy to come in and sucker punch you, so to speak, he slip you a little Mickey, tell you it's all right to do that. Everybody got a little something wrong with them. Well, that's the purpose of the blood, to cover you so them little somethings get covered in the blood too. Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah. I know you say, well, you holy than I know. I'm taking off every day, huh? I take off every day. Every day I find a little something and say, Lord, forgive me for that little thing. I thought it wasn't nothing, but it's something with God. Do you hear what I'm saying? So if he reveal it to you, it's time to take it off, put it off, throw it in the garbage. Better still, take it out there and put it in the middle of the sea so nobody can find it. See what I'm saying? Huh? Because we so easy to fall into traps. And when you get in that trap, you're not going to grow anymore. You're going to be, that's stop your growth right there. You ain't going a bit further. Your relationship has been tainted. Do you get the picture? Your relationship been tainted. Do you want that? I don't think you do. I think you want to go all the way with God. You want to have that right relationship that you can say that I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And you can't be the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus unless you put on the whole man, unless you be in full coverage. How you get that? Oh, my God. Let's let Bishop Porter go ahead and say something, whatever. I know he got something okay over here. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank God, amen, for Apostle, amen, and for, amen, for the word, amen, this morning. Amen. And it's so true. We, amen, as we ever needed Jesus, we need him. Now, am I right? Amen. God is, amen, a right now God. And I do know this. He sit high and he looks low and he never sleep nor he slumber. Man, as she was ministering, the Lord led me to St. Matthew chapter 24, how Jesus foretold everything that is going on in our world today. Praise God. Man, and I just thank God for it. And starting in verse 1, it reads thus. And Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the building of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? Notice, amen, that they asked, the disciples asked Jesus a threefold question before he can answer question, number one. They asked question number two. And before he can answer that one, they asked him third question. And after question number three, the first thing out of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ's mouth was, Verse 4, and Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. And we're living in a time now, amen, that so many is being deceived. Praise God. Are you one of them? Praise God. Being deceived, amen, today. Praise God. You know, I know that we, amen, living in our United States of America, amen, and we should pray for those that's in authority that make our laws, praise God. But you know, God, amen, is not going to judge us according to the Constitution, amen, that is passed out by our Supreme Court. But God will judge us according to his word. And he's saying here, take heed that no man deceive you. Praise God. Are you being deceived? Praise God today. Praise God. Verse 5 says, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And this is what's going on. Praise God. How you said that you, amen, are a minister called by God, and you're going to marry, amen, two men or two women. Amen. It don't even sound right. Amen. Do you take, I pronounce you wife and wife and husband and husband. It don't even sound right. That's not even normal. Praise God. Now, not only that, now, let's think about this thing. It's time to talk about it. Can you commit adultery if you marry? They'll crucify you for that. But it's all right, amen, to marry same sex. Come on now, help me somebody. Y'all can call. Praise God. It's time to talk about it. Praise God. Now, sin is sin. The Bible tell me all unrighteousness is sin in the eyesight of God. Ain't it funny in our society today, everything that God say, thou shalt not, amen, our society say, it's all right. Praise God. God love us anyhow, you know. But, you know, I'm wanting to make a difference with you because St. John 3:16 say, for God so loved the world that whosoever believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And verse 17, for God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believe on him is not condemned, but he that believe not is condemned already, because he have not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Now, somebody is on their way to hell, you know. Now, I believe the book. Amen. What about you today? It's not but two places. It's either heaven or hell. It ain't no middle ground. Ain't no in between. Amen. If you is called, anointed by God, praise God, you're going to stand on God's word. God spoke it, and he's able to perform it. And the first thing he said, let no man deceive you. Now watch this. And verse number 6, and you shall hear of walls and rumors of walls. See that you be not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. In other words, he's giving you time. Praise God. Somebody need to hear today. Amen. God is giving you time. Amen. You can come out while you are in the land of the living. Oh, praise God. This is why he tells us to work while it's day, because night comes when no man can work. That's when, amen, death come and knock at your door. And death going to come and knock on each and every one of our door. That's one thing you cannot put off. The Bible tells me that it's appointed once for man to die, and after death gonna be the judgment. And praise God, every knee gonna bow, every tongue gonna confess that Jesus is Lord. Watch this, verse 7, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdoms against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes to diverse places. In other words, different places. Don't you hear about it? Floods going on, earthquakes going on, walls, rumors of walls, Iceland doing this, all these different nations doing that. Praise God. This one don't like this one. They're fighting each other, blowing up this, blowing up that. There's always something going on. And verse 8, The Bible says all these are the beginning of sorrow. Praise God. If we ever needed to pray, amen, we need to pray now. Amen. If you, amen, is in Christ, amen, stay there. Amen. Don't let no man, Jesus said, deceive you. Am I right? Oh, praise the Lord. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake, because we love Jesus. Praise God. Amen. I'm not upset with you Buddhist people. I'm not upset with you if you love Muhammad. I'm not upset if you love Joseph Smith or Herbert Smith or whatever your name. I'm not upset with you having Christian. I'm not upset with you or a different type of religion. Or why are you upset with me? Because I love Jesus. Why, amen, I can't wear my Jesus t-shirt? Why can I, praise God, talk about the Lord, but I got to hush my mouth? Come on, somebody help me out there. Praise God. We are living in a time, Jesus said, if the world hated him, it going to hate you and I. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. So as this word is being fulfilled, ain't Jesus, whatever he spoke, amen, amen, is coming to pass. But yet people say there is no God. And my Bible tell me in Psalms 53, amen, that only a fool said in his heart, there is no God. Oh, come on, help me somebody. Praise God. You know how you going to say that there is no God when the Bible tell me that the devil, he believe and tremble. Now, if he the devil and he believe and tremble, how you going to say that there is no God? How you going to be past him? You know you all mixed up and tied up and tangled up, oh God, and on your way to hell. Oh, help me somebody. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. Ain't it going on? This don't like this because the color of your skin. This one just don't like this nation. This going on. The rich don't want to help the poor. Oh, praise God. Come on, somebody. You know Jesus, amen, he talked about it, and he's prophesying, amen, that what's going on, amen, in our land. The Bible is fulfilling on you and I. Oh, praise God. Because, amen, we are here now, and we are seeing all these things coming to pass, and many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. Praise God. And this is what's going on. Praise God. I don't care how big your church may be. Amen. If you're not lifting up the name of Jesus, because it's all about him. He said, if he be lifted up from the earth, he will draw all men unto thee. Praise God. I'm not talking about a religion here, but I'm talking about a relationship. Amen. Between you and I and our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It's all about him today. Praise God. God is Jesus, and Jesus is God. And some folk can't understand that. They can't understand how can he be God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, all wrapped up in one. Amen. He can be many gods as he want to be. He God. Oh, come on, help me somebody. Now, think about it. How can people say, amen, he's God the creator. He made the heaven and the earth. He made everything in it, including you and I. But he can't make himself a son. Oh, that don't even sound right either. Come on, y'all, help me somebody. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Read in the church. Praise God. Can't fellowship with one another. Praise God. The church is divided. Praise God. We can't get along. Come on, somebody. Huh? This one, amen, can't pray together. What do you mean you can't pray together? Amen. If we serving the same God, and you know what? Amen. You can speak in all the tongues you want to speak in. But, oh, I believe the word of Jesus. Jesus said, anything that you ask the Father in my name, he said, there I will hear. Oh, praise God. Do you believe the words of Jesus today? All we got to do, amen, is pray in the name of Jesus. It's something about that name. Tell me there's power in that name. There's deliverance. There's healing. Whatever we need is in the name of Jesus. Oh, I feel this thing. Praise God. Oh, but watch this now. In verse 13, but he that shall endure until the end, the same shall be saved. Don't start and quit.
Praise God. Don't let nobody pull you out of your place in Jesus. Come on, help me somebody. Oh, praise God. I heard him say that is one baptism, but it's many refilling. Oh, he'll refill you right now. All you got to do is say, Lord, fill me, amen, with your Holy Ghost. Fill me, God, until my cup run over, praise God, and he'll do just that, praise God. But he that endure until the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all the nations. Oh, it's a testimony against you today, praise God. Oh, he said, today you hear my voice. Harden not your heart. Today is the day of salvation. You can turn a deaf ear, amen, to this gospel if you want to. But, oh, it's coming up again because every knee going to bow. Your knee got to bow. My knee got to bow. President Obama's knees got to bow. Everything in the White House knees got to bow. And the Supreme Court, your knees got to bow. Oh, every knee got to bow. Every tongue got to confess. Now, let me say this. People want to deny Jesus, but let me tell you something. On that day, on that resurrection day, it is a God the Father and God the Son there, somebody going to be in trouble. Oh, and it ain't going to be me because I believe the book. What about you today? Oh, praise God. Thank God, amen, for his word. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world. Amen. It got to be preached to all four corners of the world. Amen. For a witness. Amen. It's going to be a testimony against you. Amen. I tell the church all the time, everybody that's in the graveyard all the way up to this present moment had a chance to hear the gospel. They cannot say, I didn't have a chance. Amen. When they come up on resurrection day, amen, and bow before our God. Amen. Because one way or the other, they had a chance to hear the word of God. Praise God. He would not be a just God if you didn't have a chance. And you got a chance today, amen, to come out of homosexuality. You got a chance today to come out of drugs. You got a chance today, amen, to come out of sin. You got a chance today to quit hating. You got a chance today, amen, to turn from your wicked ways. You got a chance today to turn, amen, to Almighty God. Amen. All because he said, I searches the heart, knows what's in the mind of the spirit. Praise God. He will bring you out. Amen. He's looking for a sincere heart. He's looking for somebody to turn to him. Praise God. He said, if you draw nigh to him, he'll draw nigh to you. Amen. All you got to do is repent today. Praise God. And come out from among them and be ye yet separate, said the Lord. He said, then I'll be your God and you'll be his sons and daughters. Amen. Oh, he love you today and he love you with an everlasting love. Yeah, he love you. He don't love the sin, praise God. Sin stinks in our God nostrils, praise God. That's why he destroyed Solomon and Gomorrah. This is why he destroyed, amen, the first world, praise God, by a flood. But oh, it ain't gonna be water this time. It's going to be fire. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, I feel something here. All got to do is this one chapter. Amen. Take the whole book. Praise God. All you got to do is open it up. Behold, mean look, I have told you, amen, before. Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, behold, mean look again, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, is he is in the secret chamber. Believe it not. Oh, he's not there. Oh, he's in our hearts. Praise God. I don't know about you today, but he's in my heart. What about you today? Praise God. Oh, it's all right to jump and shout. Oh, but you can shout it off you. But do you want to get it in the inside? Because greater that is in us than he that is in the world. Oh, praise God. When you get this thing in the inside, oh, it would bubble on the outside. Praise God. And he'll give you holy boldness. He'll give you what you need to speak at that hour. Praise God. To go out and compel them. Oh, to praise God. To come in, amen, and serve the Lord. It's time now to turn from your wicked ways, amen, and serve the true and the living God. Somebody need to hear today. For as lightning come out of the east and shine even from the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Oh, Jesus is coming back. Praise God. Oh, he's coming back. And he's coming back for a church without a spot or wrinkle. Praise God. He's coming back. Praise God. Are you ready? Praise God. Amen. No man know the day or the hour, or not even the angels in heaven. Only the Father know, amen, when Jesus is coming back. But he's given us a chance. He delayed his coming. Praise God. All the world is in trouble. You know, and Jesus prayed in the 17th chapter, praise God, of St. John. He said, Father, I pray not for the world. All the world in trouble. This is why things is happening the way it's happening. He said, but I pray for those, amen, that have been following me, and as many that believe on my name. Do you believe on him today? Oh, praise God. You got to believe on Jesus. Oh, truth is very narrow. Oh, 2 + 2 = 4. I don't care where you go in our United States. And I tell the church, as it is in the natural, the same in the spirit. Amen. God said he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He's God and he changed not. Amen. God is looking for somebody. Amen. Amen. To cry loud. And spare not. Praise God. And I know we got some, amen, apostles and preachers out there. Don't mind standing, amen, on the word of God. Amen. And then tell, amen, dying men and women, boys and girls, that the wages of sin is still death. But the gift of God is eternal life. Oh, praise God. Do you believe it today? Watch this. But as the day of Noah. Where so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying, giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Oh, praise God. Oh, things ain't changed. He say, oh, he's coming back. Praise God. And when we say he's coming back, he may not so be coming for the world right now. He may be coming for you. If he come and tap you on your shoulder, are you ready today? Are you ready, amen, amen, to go back with him when he come? Amen. Jesus is coming back. Oh, he's coming back. Amen. Death is knocking on somebody's door right now. Praise God. There's one thing you cannot put off. You cannot put off that death angel. Amen. He's the only one can put a leech on death. Praise God. Even when he was hanging on the cross. Amen. And tell me what it was, a thief on the left and a thief on the right. But oh, I want to ask you a question. What side are you leaning on? Are you leaning on the left or are you on the right side? I don't know about you, but I'm on the right side. And it's a funny thing when you're on the right side. People going to talk about you. They're going to criticize you. They're going to scandalize your name. They're going to call you everything but a child of God. Jesus said they done it to a green tree. They're going to do it to a driver. But that's all right. Because when you are in the bosom of Jesus and when you're in the hollow of his hand, he said, who's in his hand? No one can pluck him out. Oh, God, he is a good God. Oh, I feel this thing. Jesus, amen, is coming back. How many know that he's a heavy load shepherd? Oh, he said, watch, therefore. Oh, because he's coming back. Oh, the signs of the time is here. It's all around us, praise God. Ain't you glad about it? That his word is being fulfilled. All you got to do is pick up the book and open up this St. Matthew, the 24th chapter, and begin to read. And it will tell you everything is going on in our world today. Yeah. Praise God. Ain't you glad, amen, yeah, that Jesus had left it on record. But at that day and hour, knows no man. No, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. Amen. Jesus. Amen. He's coming back. God bless you today. Praise God. Oh, praise God. I thank God. Amen for the word. Amen. Thank God for you, you and you out there. Amen. And if you, amen, don't know the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, it's time now to repent for the remission of your sins. Amen. And he will accept you. He's always standing there with outstretched arms, saying, whosoever will, let him come. And if you come, he will in no wise cast you out. God bless you. Bishop love you. Jesus love you more.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
God is an awesome God. I tell you, that is an awesome word coming from Apostle Porter and Bishop Porter. I tell you, God is good. So tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Blog Talk Radio. That call-in number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. You can also tune into blogtalkradio.com/time to talk about it and listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter has put out there. God is an awesome God. I tell you. So tune in tomorrow to hear another awesome word coming from God. Till then, be blessed.
Let God.
Let God.
He can handle it all.